Hey, we're back here with Gail Arden-Bott, author of Budget Bucks in Your Lap, Become a More Successful Whitetail Hunter Anywhere. And we're talking about using mock scrapes. That's specifically what this book is about, right? Scrapes and scents?
The majority of the book, of my book, is about scrapes, but there's a lot of other things in there for a beginning bow hunter, whether you're starting late in life or a kid. And there's also stuff in there for seasoned experts that, you know, basically anybody can learn something out of this book. And there's rattling, there's grunting, there's more than just that. And there's some kind of some funny anecdotes and stories in there. So, yeah.
Well, cool. And obviously this is written about your experience here in the UP is where you started the concept, correct?
Correct. The entire book I researched entirely on public land in Marquette County. And what I say on the back cover is totally true. In the UP, our bucks aren't the best compared to other Midwest states. So, you know, people that buy my book that aren't in the UP, they will have at least as good results or better than mine. You know, I basically under-deliver, and, you know, because you'll have just as good or better results than I had.
And when you say better bucks, you're specifically talking about antlers size.
Antler size. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the licking branch, because I've always contended that the licking branch is one of the most overlooked important parts of making a mock scrape. And you pretty much proved that in this book in your research, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, you've got to have a licking branch. And every deer that comes to your scrape, whether it's a fawn, a button doe, or even a buck, they all check out the licking branch and they leave their scent every time. If you don't have a licking branch, a deer will come in, wander around the scrape, maybe smell your scrape, and then they leave. They don't become actively engaged.
Now, obviously, they lick it, hence the name, but they also rub their forehead, their preorbital glands. Is that really what it comes down to?
Correct. Yeah, they have glands on their nose and, you know, around the inside of their eyes that they rub on the licking branch. And that's another thing about licking branches. Be careful what kind of branch you choose. There's certain kind of, I didn't put this in the book, so this is, hey,
here
this
we
is
go.
New stuff.
Bonus material right here.
There's certain kind of branches that bucks will not voluntarily, you know, rub their glands against, and those would be like what we have so much of up here, or evergreens. The pine needles on licking branches tend to get poked in their eye. Bucks shy away from those kind of branches. So if you're going to use that kind of branch, if you found the perfect scrape and the perfect spot, take the needles off the branch, and then you'll be just fine.
All right, let's also talk about where to put a mock scrape. And all this is in your book, but we're just kind of giving people a little taste here, so maybe they pick your book up and they can learn more about this in detail. Where do you typically look for predominant areas that mock scrapes work the best?
Well, I'll back up a little bit. I did some research. My system was working so well that I wanted to see if it was just a fluke. I purposely sought out an area that, in my opinion, was totally void of deer sign. There was no scat. There were no rubs, no runways, no sign. I put in a scrape, and roughly 2 weeks later, I had a dandy 8-pointer, broad daylight, come to my scrape. So it does work, but the only thing is it takes longer, and you have less deer that come to your scrape. And if you want to maximize your time on stand, like me and everybody else, you want to do things that will help you produce that result. So the optimal thing to do is to find a deer runway. If you find a runway, you're in business. Roughly a foot or so off the runway, that's where you put your scrape.
Well, Gail, I really appreciate it, and we'd love to have you back maybe next week or something like that. We'll talk a little bit about the rut coming up, maybe some strategy for that. And you have a personal opinion on our buck-to-doe ratio, too. Will you come back and talk to us about that?
My pleasure.
Gail Bott, author of Budget Bucks in Your Lap, Become a More Successful Whitetail Hunter Anywhere. And you can find this book where?
It's an Amazon exclusive, so Amazon.com, or they can just type in Budget Bucks in Your Lap, and it'll take it right to my book on Amazon.
And your Facebook page, too.
And my Facebook page. And I have a Facebook page for the book also.
There you go. Gail Bott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is The Outdoor Show.